Quote, "The yogis who are interested in actualizing a calmly abiding mind should initially concentrate closely on the fact that the 12 sets of scriptures, the sutras, melodious praises, and so forth, can be summarized as all leading to suchness, that they will lead to suchness, and that they have led to suchness." End of quote. In the final analysis, the Buddha's teachings are directly or indirectly related to suchness. The texts that obviously deal with impermanence, suffering, and so forth also ultimately deal with suchness. For although they expound gross selflessness, such as the non-duality of subject and object, they lead directly to that subtle emptiness that the Buddha taught. Quote, "One way of doing this meditation is to set the mind closely on the mental and physical aggregates as an object that includes all phenomena. Another way is to place the mind on an image of the Buddha. The King of Meditative Stabilization Sutra says, with his body gold in color, the Lord of the universe is extremely beautiful. The Bodhisattva who places his mind on this object is referred to as one in meditative absorption." End of quote.